Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Welcome back, welcome back. First timers, welcome, welcome. Pop into your podcast, never mind. Hey, it's a go to Matt and Ramona Facebook page, Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, either of our individual pages. If you want to chime in on anything, feel free to do that. And hopefully you'll rate and comment and all that stuff at the end of this podcast. I have a story to tell about Ramona's mom thinking she is, that Ramona is not really a popular person. And we'll get to that in a minute. But I gave you a nice compliment on your new hairdo. And you did not, you thought it was an interesting take. For me.
Well, first of all, let me acknowledge as your work wife of basically 20 years, as your work wife of 20 years, I have worked with you practically my entire adult life. And it usually takes you a couple of days to notice a new hairstyle. And when you do, it's something like, hey, you changed your head. You got a new head. Something's different about your head. You totally changed your head, didn't you?
That's a compliment. Like
it's different.
That's
a compliment. You got a different head. That's not a compliment.
Well, I think it's
different head is not a compliment. But today, I believe because Eric Kelly II is in the room, you did notice and gave me a compliment.
I think I was first.
No, there's no way.
Don't lie today, man.
I can't even allow you to pretend
I think I was.
Like you noticed my hair before the gay dot.
I noticed.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
He just said something like you're styling or you're showing your shoulders or something, he said.
No.
Showing your shoulders?
Did you say something like that?
Hell no.
I think you did.
No, that sounds something like a heterosexual man that's 50-something plus older would do that.
It's kind of, hey, I see your shoulders.
Again, a heterosexual white man that's 50 plus and up.
You didn't say that?
Why would I say that?
Did you say something about shoulders?
I said that she came in here looking very fancy because it's Leo season and she got the curly out because it's amazing.
Oh, I thought she said shoulders out.
Well, shoulders.
No, he didn't say shoulders.
I thought he got her shoulders.
And so, why would I say shoulders?
And then you were like, yeah, this is best new hair. What is it? Best new hair of the millennium or something?
Best new hair of the year.
I was going to go millennium.
He said he would have gone millennium. Best new hair of the year. Now, it's July, and I've only changed my hair once.
Well, still.
Twice.
Okay, twice. Twice. I went Chuji first.
Because she... Come on, Matt.
Millennium,
though.
No, I was going to go millennium, but I thought you'd think that was oversell. You wouldn't believe me.
Well, I'm shocked that you notice it all.
Yeah.
And then also shocked that it's a compliment because I also remember, because your wife, Amy, and I, we live parallel lives. It's your real wife and your work wife. Mm-hmm. So I remember when she changed her hair color. And you were like, something different about you,
I could not pin that down, though.
Something different about you, lady. She completely went from blonde to brown.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was...
Sir!
I knew something was fishy.
Fishy? Yeah. That's what we're going to call it.
Good. I knew
your
it was good,
wife
though.
Changing her hair color is fishy.
I also asked him, well, you know, you never noticed that she went from blonde to brunette? She's blonde, like your mom. And he goes, my mom is blonde?
I did not know that.
Yes! Your mom has been blonde ever since I met your mom back in the 90s.
I don't think of my mom as blonde, though.
But she has blonde hair.
No, once you get to a certain age, you're no longer blonde.
You know what? I'm going to lead a million blonde march on the station. I'm not even blonde, but I'm an ally. Yeah. And I'm an ally who's willing to take you down over that statement. After a certain age.
Yeah. No, here's that whole heterosexual thing coming out. He's putting it with a... Like sexual,
yeah, I mean, that's as it. If to say, if you talk
attraction.
About a woman being blonde, you are talking about
attractive.
A bombshell,
right? No, it's
so
a hair
mom
color.
Can't be blonde,
right?
I just never thought of her that way. I would call it maybe a
she's blonde,
strawberry blonde, dirty blonde. Oh, she's dirty. She's a dirty blonde.
is your mother.
I'll call her
We're
dirty.
Talking about your mother.
The East K. What is it? Was she the K special? The Special K flakes, like...
Well, I mean, she...
Yeah.
Eats Special K.
Don't call your mom dirty.
She does not do
dirty.
The drug Special K.
This is... Ugh.
She, I just don't think... I guess she is, but...
She's blonde.
Well, Amy had something fancy done to her eyelashes or whatever the other day, and I just was...
Looking. Did she have... Strand?
I don't know.
Okay. What am I asking you? If she had strips put on or if she got... you know, strand by strand, or
she says, "What do you
do? Is it a lash lift? Did she get her lashes colored? Did she get falsies put on? Did she?
I don't know. No idea.
Lash extensions,
no idea.
Flares,
no idea.
Individuals.
I don't even know any of these words you're saying, but
okay.
She probably said some. I said,
what do you mean?
She said,
I'm sure she told you.
I said, and it was like, I meant it as a compliment. I'm like, so weird. I just can't stop staring at your face. And that was my compliment.
So weird. Can't stop staring at your face. That doesn't tell me it looks good.
I know, because I was trying to accept the change. I was trying to
accept the change. How about appreciate the fact that your woman is trying to take her look to another level?
Different. I loved it. I'm bad at giving compliments.
How? Okay. What about I can't stop staring at your face is weird. Sounds like I love it.
Nothing.
To me, it does.
How?
So if I say, Matt, I can't stop staring at your face, it's weird.
Thanks.
Because it is weird.
Thanks. I appreciate that. But I can't take
compliments. For you, any kind of attention is good attention.
True. No, because I'm not good at compliments either. So.
Well, yeah, you're not good at giving compliments. We've proven that. And you're also not good at receiving them.
I can't just do a thank you. You're not very good at receiving them either.
I'm better than you.
It's a close race for last place.
And, you know, in this room, compliments are hard to come by. Or I would say they were hard to come by until Eric came on the show.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, both of you gotten plenty of compliments from me.
He can't take them. I'm like, thanks, Eric. Thank you.
He will.
I don't believe him, though.
He definitely will be like, well, you know, I'm not great. I suck. And I'll be like, damn, the break was great. What do you mean? I'm just saying.
I know.
I thought that was good. No, I was not good.
Right.
I'm working on it with therapy.
Are you? Yeah.
Can you also ask your therapist about the whole giving of compliments thing? Can you work on that as well?
I know that is.
I know
part
we
got
to work on your self-esteem first before you can try to help others with their self-esteem.
Right.
You've got to get it down. You've got to learn how to accept before you can give.
Yes, the giving is. Yes, I'm trying to learn the giving. That's part of that whole, you know, Asperger's world. The receiving is part of I never feel worthy world.
Well, you're making progress. It sounds like progress in therapy.
I'm knowing things. Got to be aware is the first step.
You're cognizant.
Is the absolute
good job, therapist.
Step.
I hope you hang in there.
This
therapist really seems to be sticking with you, or you seem to be sticking with the therapist.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good run.
Yeah, I'm very happy. But, very pleased with the results so far. Keep it up.
Well, because Amy is really pushing for it.
I know, as am I.
And so my Avery, who's 11, she's somewhat like me, and she does not like change. So as soon as Addie got a new haircut, her sister, first thing she said was, oh, that's terrible, that's terrible. Change is terrible, terrible, terrible.
I learned it from you,
so
Dad.
So trying to teach her not to be like, so.
So she, too, can tell her sister, I'm staring at your hair, and it's weird.
I'm trying to be better. My good friends, the Ferraris, who you know, his wife always jokes with me about how, somewhere near beginner, like, oh, man, your hair is like a straw.
Oh.
And she's like, that's not a compliment. I'm like, oh, well, I don't know what else. I meant as a compliment. I like straw.
You're a total straw lover. Okay.
Yeah,
I guess that makes it good-ish.
Well, you're not getting a compliment from your mom because she thinks that you are unable or just not at the level of actually knowing famous people.
Right. You know, my mom has dementia, and she absolutely loves the care home where I placed her. There are only 5 residents, and she's pretty tight with them and wants to be cool for them.
Yeah.
And I'm not a part of the clique.
Mm.
So when I come in, she looks like, oh, my God. Like, how did she get in here again? She eventually warms up to me when I start talking to the other people and they appear to like me hanging around. Gotcha. And she's like, oh, okay, right. You're good.
She thinks you might drag her down, like a reputation. With
yeah, you. Like you know, she's there, you know, getting some sweet tea, ordering it like she's at a bar. And I walk up to her and she's kind of like, oh, God, why is this lady back?
I saw that video where she rolled her eyes at you.
We were watching TV, and because of the dementia, her mind tends to wander, but when she is watching NBC Charlotte and Fred Shropshire is on the screen, she is fully engaged. Like, she'll kind of wander, her mind wanders while everything else is going on. But when she hears his voice, she's completely back in.
Mesmerized.
So I pulled out my phone And I asked her, he was on the screen. I pulled up my phone. I was like, hey, what do you think of that guy? And she goes, oh, he looks good to me. Well, I took that little snippet and I texted it to Fred because he, no, I didn't text it. I sent it to him in a tweet because he had tweeted about his grandmother having dementia and her not forgetting something he did when he was like 12 years old.
Right. So he wanted a relatable
thing. So he sent me a message back via Twitter saying, you know, give Miss Wheezy a big hug for me and give her my love. So when I got back to the care home, I was like, look, you know, look what Fred said. He wanted me to tell you that he's sending you hugs and a lot of love. He goes, he didn't do that. Yeah, he did. You don't know him.
She hardly ever talks to her. Like, very,
I was like, yeah, I've met him in person and, you know, I've met his entire family. He's a very nice guy. No, you don't know him.
You're a poser, Ramona.
You don't know him. Like, I couldn't possibly even have any contact with that guy.
No. You're not
that barely level. Getting into the care home because I'm not important or popular enough.
She's not buying your name dropping ways.
No. Even though I showed it to her, she's like, you could have faked that.
Yeah,
your fancy phone.
Yeah, your fancy phone and your wily lying ways.
So look for the video of her basically denying the fact that I could possibly know an NBC Charlotte anchor as hot as Fred Shropshire.
Exactly. Check those videos out on Matt Ramona Facebook page, Ramona Holloway Facebook page, Matt Harris Facebook page, and the Twitter. And also, speaking of that, we put up the recent Bojangles Sandwich War entry, the Chicken Sandwich War, where they have their new chicken sandwich and they have the tagline now, where the slogan is
so cluckin' good.
Now, some people think that's a little too close to the F word.
Very racy.
And so you can chime in and vote on that. It's last time I checked, there's only like 13%.
That's the naysayers are growing.
They are?
Yeah. Yeah. But the nope cluck on Bojangles is still winning.
Oh, really? How about where's go cluck yourself? Where's that?
That we didn't put on
you
the
know,
poll.
Deliberately didn't type that in the poll.
Well, maybe sorry. Bojangles should call me for the next marketing.
Lord.
Thanks for joining us again. Please share. Take just a second at the end of this to rate and comment. And we will chat again real soon.